podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey everybody, Andy here. We're actually recording this week's Tancast on my wife's birthday. She's such an awesome wife that she's not giving me shit about this. So I just wanted to toss a little happy birthday note here at the beginning of the episode. Hopefully Tim has edited this thing together in such a way that I don't say things like, I enjoy dicks.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, Noah gets butthurt, Andy reminds us not to text and drive, and it's another round of our worst movie ever tournament with the hottie and the naughty versus inappropriate comedy. And when you hear this sound...
I enjoy dicks.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome.
Are you wearing a fake Mickey hat in your picture?
I am wearing a fake Mickey hat in my picture.
That's awesome.
Tim drew a Mickey hat in a picture that no one else will see.
I think it's the same picture I use when I comment on the Tancast site, so you can see it if I comment on things.
Oh, that's true.
Which I have done on many an episode or post at Tancast.com.
I have a question for you guys.
Well, before you ask that question, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
And before you answer that question, I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
Noah in Tancast. My question.
So, ask it slow.
Do we have to archive the comments before people see them? Or if you're logged in like as a user with that little whatever thing, can you see the comments before we archive them or whatever we do?
You should be able to see the comments immediately because I've applied a change to... So the standard on WordPress is that people don't see comments until somebody actually comes in and approves them. I changed it to it will let you see the comments, and then somebody comes in and approves it, and it just takes it out of our like queue, but it doesn't change how things look on the site.
Okay, because I don't see the comments.
Until I approve them, yeah, or until someone approves them.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
like on my phone, I don't see them.
But sometimes I'll see people, like the two comments seem like they're applying to each other.
Before we've approved either one of them?
Yes.
Yes, that is weird.
So I don't know if that is a problem with caching or if that is a problem with the plugin for the replies.
Okay.
I mean, if they're replying to each other, it's got to be a caching problem.
All right. I'm just curious because I'm like, how are they replying to each other? And I haven't even approved it yet.
It's a damn good question.
Ponderous.
WordPress, right in. Let us know. What are you up to?
All right, Uzzah.
Why you do that?
Moving along.
Alrighty. So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Amazing.
Mine was alright.
Okay, what? Who did you hang out with last night, Tim?
Some idiot.
Amazing idiot.
Does that amazing idiot have a new microphone?
Yes, he does.
Is he filling our ears with syrupy goodness of his voice?
Ew.
Does it sound better?
I don't know. It sounds new. And you know
strong?
What, Noah? just like with ass, new is always better.
At least I don't have to worry about my movement to one ear to another.
True.
Oh, is it a microphone separate of your headphones?
Yes.
Now we just need to make sure you don't turn either side of your head towards your microphone.
I'm doing it right now.
No!
I'm done.
Oh. Well, that was exciting.
Me and Tim saw Nonstop, Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Tim and I, but please continue.
No, Tim and me.
No, because me didn't see Nonstop. I saw Nonstop. Well, I didn't see Nonstop.
Did.
You saw not.
Me did.
Okay, fine. Me did. Me did. Saw Nonstop. How was?
It was okay. It wasn't as good as we wanted it to be.
Oh.
But it wasn't bad either. We also recorded a little mini episode walking around the streets of Redwood City.
Yay!
So
I may tack it on to the end of this one. Yes.
Andy, are you going to see Nonstop?
The hard streets of Redwood City. I don't even know what Nonstop is, so probably not.
Liam Neeson's on a plane. He's the air marshal.
Oh! Taken on a plane. You mean Red Eye? I mean, yeah, no, I doubt I'm going to see this.
Okay, so here's a little spoiler. Spoiler.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
No! I filled in for Steve Carell this week. No! Please continue.
I was thinking about after I hung out with you, Tim. I remember when he's watching the video, and he's watching the guy get stabbed, like, by the other guy as he's passing him through the aisle?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking, not only did he stab him and he only had one arm, he also slipped his cell phone in his pocket.
Yes, it was a very deft move.
I'm like, no way.
He also had to do it and time it so that when he did that, he would exactly die at the 20-second mark. I mean, the 20-minute mark. How did he know Neeson was going to drag him across that particular guy at that particular time? So the slow-acting poison would activate in 20 minutes, or however long it was, because it wasn't exactly 20 minutes at that point.
Right. But it was, but was it instant either? Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, wait a second. Nonstop.
It's one of Andy's favorite things where, like, wait, so much had to go right for this to work the way it did.
Yes, it did.
You did not leave yourself a lot of room for error.
So what's interesting to me, though, is when he was texting that guy telling him that he was going to find out, he must have known Liam Neeson was watching them, and he must have known he was going to go after him, but Liam Neeson says later, he didn't expect me to find the bomb. I guess, like, why did he not... why did he not think Liam Neeson would figure that out?
Whew.
Because he kind of set it up for that guy to, fight Liam Neeson. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's all.
Like, what? No, the first thing Noah said was kind of a minor spoiler, but that was a major spoiler towards the end.
I said spoilers.
Yeah, but come on, man. Andy hasn't seen it, baby.
He's not going to see it.
He might see it.
Guys, I'm not even paying attention anymore.
He said he's not going to see it.
Well, and also, we're not giving context for our listeners, and so they're like, what the fuck, man? I probably didn't see it. It wasn't the number one movie in America.
All right, then you can just cut it out if you want. Little man.
You're a little man.
Little man with your editing powers. You cut out. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I dare you. I dog, double dog dare you.
Oh, don't dare him. Don't dare him, dog.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Anyways, that's how my week was. Oh, and I got a butt wound, but it's healing nicely now.
I wondered if we were going to talk about that.
Why not? I'm not ashamed of my butt wounds.
That's right, Noah. You own your butt wound, just like you own your butt. I mean, so, like, you're the owner, but I digress.
to give the backstory, I think I got it from doing this.
No. Don't give any backstory. Just drop it on them like you dropped it on Tim and I. Like, does my buddy have ass cancer?
I was doing this workout outside, and we're doing some stuff where we're kind of scooting on our butt, and I think that's how I got it. But
like a dog with worms.
I know. Like, after I finished workout, I'm like, my butt, my butt cheek kind of stings a little bit. And I thought, maybe I just scratched it or something. And so later on, I was taking a shower, and I was like, oh, that really stings. So, when I get the soap on there. So finally, I, like, bent over in a full-length mirror, in front of a full-length mirror, spread my butt cheeks. And I was like,
ladies, picture it.
That is an open wound right there. Like, it was, like, all red. And I was like, that can't be good. It's right near my poo hole. Like, what if poo gets in there? Oh, this is not good at all.
So, ladies, imagine a gorgeous chocolate man bending over. But instead of one, he's got two stinky holes.
No, three.
Three?
Yeah, there was two wounds.
Oh. You only told us an open wound.
Sorry. Oh, luckily we had huge-ass Band-Aids, like, sticking on, like, because they're far enough apart that one Band-Aid wouldn't cover them.
They're huge-ass Band-Aids. Please continue.
But we had, like, these huge, like, Band-Aids. I don't know what they're for. Like, if you have a big wound, I guess. But, worked out right away. I was like, I will use these. It will be excellent. Pull Neosporin on there. Now my butt's healing nicely.
So Noah texts us, so I took a shower yesterday, and my butt cheek felt a little stingy when I put soap in it, and I felt like I had a scratch. Looked at it, and it is an open wound, like I skinned my butt cheek. And I wasn't super close to my phone at that exact second, so Andy types back, whoa, on the outside or inside near the crack? And how big are we talking? And I was like, closer to the crack, I would guess a quarter or a nickel size. And then Andy says, do you remember any sort of accident, running, biking, wiping? And then I have to jump in, really? I'm going to be the only one making gay butt sex jokes? What is it? Why does it always fall to me?
Because, you know, Andy cares about me, and, you know, he wants to make sure I'm okay before he makes fun of me. How about
fuck all that. No. I care about Noah's ass. I want to know that Noah's ass is okay. The rest of Noah can go fucking die in a hole, but if Noah's ass is okay, then the world is all right.
If things are dire in Noah's ass land, I doubt he's running to his phone to text us about it. Like, yes. Oh, this is it. I'm about to die. I'm going to text Tim and Noah. Yes, I mean, Tim and Andy.
You're my friends, and I want to share it with you.
If Noah's going to die, I want to know about it first.
Oh, God.
I'll be really pissed off if, like, I go on Facebook eventually and find out Noah's dying from there.
You guys are going to be the first people I text when I go to jail, when I start dying. You know, just get prepared.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going to text you, Andy, because Tim's just going to make gay jokes.
He is. Oh, I'm in jail. Watch out for your butthole.
Count on that happening.
Whereas I would say, Noah. My dear and true friend, do watch out for your butthole.
You know what I'm doing right now, Andy?
What?
Watching out for your butthole?
No.
Is it what I'm doing?
Yes.
I'm fisting you too, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Andy and Noah.
2014.
Whatever.
Hey, by the way, my wife has been catching up on TanCast, and she pointed out, she's like, it does seem like the Tim and Noah bond, the axis of Negro, has, like, broken down this year. So her supposition is that there was an awkward kiss and some sort of uncomfortable aftermath that you guys just aren't talking about. So would you like to address these rumors?
I did lick his forehead last night.
He did. I was not expecting that move.
All right.
He was trying to do the, hey, I'm going to snuggle up next to you and make you uncomfortable. I was like, oh, yeah?
I'm going to make you moist.
And then I told him a bum just came on my head. So, yeah, joke's on him.
The joke was on me.
Oh. Tim licked bum's fooch.
Tim licked bum's fooch.
He liked it, too.
Like, salty.
Wasn't the worst thing ever. I'm not going to. I'll say that.
Would you dip a chip in it? Fuck. Get those syllables out right.
No. I like my chips salty, and that was already salty. That's too much salty. I want to go sweet or spicy.
We did have some salty chips.
Ooh, what about fresh-cut fruit? Would you dip fresh-cut fruit in it?
Oh, so we're going to give that a pass.
Okay. Well, don't masturbate in the kitchen with a homeless dude.
Oh, I had a recipe for don't masturbate in the kitchen. I was like, oh, I could bring that segment back because I have an idea for it.
Oh,
well, before that, how was Andy's week?
Andy's week was okay, except for one of his commutes to work. I'm going about 50 on an expressway, and I've got a green light, and I'm going downhill. And at the bottom of it, so like there's no way that I was invisible. It's like everybody coming down this hill is like on display for everybody at the bottom of the hill. You can just see the whole hill. It's fine. Some crazy bitch in a red Jeep decides to pull out right in front of two lanes of traffic that are going 50. And she swings it wide. So she pulls into not the little come up to speed lane that she actually has all the way on the right hand side. Just swings right wide across both lanes of oncoming traffic right in front of about six cars. And I was in the front of the left-hand lane. I almost had to put my car into the median to avoid hitting the front of her car. And the guy next to me and a little behind me also slamming on his brakes, also no way in the fuck he's going to stop in time to not slam into her, actually had to pull into that little come-up-to-speed lane on the right to go around her in the lane she should have fucking been in. But the best part of this is, I look in my rearview mirror, and she is still swerving all over the road. I slow down because there's a big slowdown in front of me, and she comes up, and I realize she's been texting the whole time.
Wow.
Horns. People swerving around you, and you keep texting. So you guys know I sometimes have, like, you know, violent thoughts, like, oh, I really wish I could fucking kill that guy. I was swerving into her lane when I caught myself and pulled myself back. I was going to hit her and run her off the road. I like was...
Should be noted that this is a comedy podcast and nothing we say is actually real. These are all jokes, kids. These are jokes. That's right, officer. You can't use this in court, so go suck a dick.
Well, they can try to find her, see if she'll press charges. And I didn't hit anybody. But oh god, I wanted to. Well, apparently my hands wanted to. The rest of me was like, no, you have a wife and kid. Don't do this.
Good job, brain.
But maybe if she accidentally killed somebody in the car crash, or maybe she killed seven people, she would find seven other people that deserved her organs and then kill herself.
All right. Will Smith movie.
Spoiler alert.
Yes, that is a serious spoiler alert for a Will Smith movie. I won't tell you which one it is. That way we don't feel so bad for spoiling it.
7 pounds.
Well, then Andy's a piece of shit.
Who's really the piece of shit? Who's the bigger douche?
If she killed seven people in a car crash, she would get out of her fucking Jeep. Just killed seven people. Lol. Hashtag YOLO.
Selfie.
Are you sure she was texting and not looking at her directions?
Positive.
All right. Wow. That is a degree of certainty that I almost guarantee you can't back up.
What?
Oh. No, because she was right fucking behind me as we were stopped, as we were stopping, and I see her typing both hands, both thumbs on the thing, driving with her elbows. Then I see her look up, look surprised that I have stopped, and slam on her brakes not to plow into the back of me. Yes, I'm positive she was texting.
Maybe she was putting in the address.
You like say that me. Like that's better.
It is better. Okay. You gotta get where you're going.
Tim, you gotta kill a couple people. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on this. Whatever activity she was doing on her phone was using her entire attention in both hands. Maybe it wasn't texting.
All right, good. Now we're on the same page.
Okay.
Now we can wish for her death.
Oh, man, look at Mr. Nitpicker Tim today.
What'd you call me? Yeah.
Get back to picking cotton, not nits.
Nitpicker.
Well, never mind. Andy found a way to make it worse.
Yes, I did. As I will do. But apparently it's because I'm immune to racism now, having watched my bad movie for the week. But we'll get back to that later.
I have a recipe.
Ooh.
Oh. Cue the music, baby. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal.
Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember, do not stroke your bone.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
Is this made, by any chance, with homeless guy nut?
And can you dip your fresh fruit in it?
You could use as a substitution on both accounts.
No substitution.
I would not suggest it. Okay. This I got from a Sunset magazine. It's called Smoky... Hey, don't laugh. Delicious. It's called Smoky Beef and Bacon Chili, and it's probably the best chili I've ever made. Maybe ever had. It's definitely the best chili I've ever made. Possibly ever had. So, it's got some bacon in there. It's got a little bit of onion, a little bit of garlic, a little beef. I tried it with turkey, ground turkey. Not as good. I made it 2 times. A little chili powder, a little cumin, a little Spanish paprika.
You know, when I'm making chili, I found if I do like 50-50 turkey and beef, seems to go a little better. Like the turkey seems to pick up the beefiness.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. I've not tried that yet.
Just throwing that out there.
Half a teaspoon to 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne. So you can adjust if you want spicy. I like it spicy. Yeah. A little salt. Crushed roasted tomatoes. Tomato sauce.
So Noah, with his recent ass wound, enjoys living dangerously.
I had to make it now.
Oh, okay.
I made it a little bit ago. All
right.
Medium-bodied beer, such as Anchor Seam. Worcestershire sauce and pinto beans. And then if you want some sour cream, sliced green onions, or coarsely shredded cheddar cheese for toppings, you can have that. And it was fucking delicious. So good. So good.
Was this in the magazine or was it online as well?
It is online. I'm about to send you guys a link.
Skibbledy wibble dibble doo.
I enjoy dicks.
If I could find my chat window.
If I could find my chat window.
If I could click on Skype.
What? No, that's not the problem. Problem is, like, okay. your faces is taking up the whole... Oh, here we go.
Our faces is... No.
Yes, there we go.
We're going to have a grammar lesson after this episode.
No. There you go.
March 4th is over. We're done with grammar.
Okay.
Suck it, Mignon Fogarty.
Oh.
So, no, I mean, suck it, Mignon Fogarty.
No, yeah. Don't suck it.
Shh, no, just lick the tip a little.
Don't lick the tip. Don't do anything to the tip.
Just play with the chin. Just tickle the chin.
No.
Tickle the chin.
No.
Tickle
the chin.
No.
Yes.
The chin?
Yes, the little bit. So, like, under the eye, down, heading down the tube.
I do not call that my chin.
Oh.
I call the thing that I grow a beard on my chin.
Oh.
What beard?
No, your dick
chin.
Oh,
you can go suck all the dicks.
I will suck all the dicks minus one. How about that? That's my final offer.
Taken.
Wait, he only said minus one. Woohoo! That means me!
Or you could be the minus one. You never know.
Aww.
Tim, do you want to share any nerdy news about comic book movies? Or if anyone cares. You were telling me about a movie that's getting released.
They replaced Ben Affleck with Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, so I think I know what Noah's talking about. So they moved Batman versus Superman, or Man of Steel 2. It was originally supposed to come out July 17th, 2015. And then they said, in order to fully realize the filmmaker's vision, a.k.a. shit's fucked up, so we need more time, they moved it back to 2016 on May 6th, I think it is. And that had already been previously announced by Disney as a release date for a future Marvel movie. And so everybody thought, oh, well, now that Batman and Superman's on there, I bet, you know, one of them's gonna pull off that date or something like that. And, or, you know, Marvel's certainly not going to stay on that date. They'll probably move. Not only did Marvel stay on that date, they announced that the movie that's going to be there is Captain America 3. So it's like, your move, Disney. And I was reading, an article in Forbes, like, no matter what, Disney wins.
I enjoy Dex.
Like, it doesn't have to take a huge bite out of Batman Superman's box office for Disney to win. Because, like, Disney has a ton of Marvel properties that they can just, you know, like, oh, if this one didn't do as great, don't worry, there's seven more in the hopper that are going to come out, and they're all going to make a ton of money. Whereas this is DC's flagship. Now they've crammed all of their flagship heroes in this movie. So it's Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. If this thing doesn't perform awesome, they're screwed. It's like they're trying to set up their whole universe.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to take a big bite out of their box office. It just has to take enough. Whereas Captain America cannot do as well, and it already has a built-in excuse. Like, oh, well, it didn't perform as well. It was up against Superman. But, you know, Thor 3 is coming out in a couple weeks, and Guardians of the Galaxy 7 or some obscure comic book character number 27 is going to be out in another couple weeks. Like, Disney will be all right.
Man, when I heard that they were making Guardians of the Galaxy, my first reaction was, who? My second reaction was, why? And then I saw the long trailer for it.
I enjoy Dex.
I want to see that fucking movie.
Me too.
Tim's very excited about it as well.
If they put that movie up against Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, I would still want to see that movie. You know, regardless of the Captain America stuff, which, I mean, based on the fact they haven't made a good Superman movie since Superman 2, the Richard Donner cut, or Superman 1, if you want to talk about the ones that actually hit theaters.
Superman 2, was the lesser cut, wasn't awful. It had its issues, but it wasn't awful. It certainly wasn't 3, 4 Returns or Man of Steel.
Yeah, well, this is true. But the cellophane S and like the fucking slapstick with like the ice cream blowing in that dude's face. And
who doesn't love a good cellophane S?
Okay.
Come on, buddy.
Well, you remember that when you wake up wrapped in my cellophane S.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
I feel like that's some sort of jism implication.
So I'm going to refer to my semen now. Cellophane S.
Say it right at the end there, too.
Yeah. Cellophane S. Coming at ya. It's not cellophane. Just let it dry.
Oh, no. Come on.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not acceptable. No. Yeah. Bad Andy.
So good. So good.
Yeah, so... Captain America is already, like, if I got to pick one for that weekend, I'm already leaning Captain America, and we're, like, 2 years out.
And supposedly 2 is getting a lot of good buzz. Captain America 2, the one that's in theaters next month?
Yes. Well, I don't want to talk about it, but like I already knew who the Winter Soldier was, so I already know what a big part of the plot of this next movie is going to be.
Yeah, I want to say one of the ads finally showed his face. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, fortunately, people don't remember or people don't know who that actor is, but like, why would you show his face? Just don't.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Oh, they showed him without like the mask or whatever on?
Yeah. In a TV commercial.
Fuck. I fucking hate trailers.
And he was holding up his ID, 2 forms of it, right in the camera. I'm just kidding.
Notarized birth certificate.
Said he was from Kenya.
No, I was going to go finger pointing at the year.
Yeah, I mean, if you know anything about the comic book, you also know who it is.
Yeah. Well, that's why I knew who the Winter Soldier was.
So, I mean, yeah, it's okay. I don't think it's going to ruin the story.
Yes. Well, when...
Well, up until now, they had hidden his identity, which was why I was like, why pooch it, like, on the final run-up to the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, for everyone else, I don't think they should have shown his face. I just meant, yeah, you're going to know who he is if you read the comic book. Yeah, I mean, you know, for people who don't, they shouldn't show his face.
Fanboys are not going to be surprised. I mean, unless they pull, like, a fucking Mandarin on us.
Yeah.
Which, no, it doesn't sound like they're doing that. It was like we were watching Captain America 1, and you know certain things happened, and my wife was like, "Oh," I was like, "That's okay."
Wow.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that thing that I'm not telling anybody what it is.
Moving along.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking shit.
Yes, I realize exactly how stupid what I said was.
Let's start.
Talking shitty movies?
The worst movie ever tournament.
Yes, let's do this.
Because someone's got to get out of here pretty soon.
I do.
Worst movie ever tournament.
All right. Would you like to go first, Mr. I'm Sure I'm Going to Lose This Week? Or would you like me to go first?
Tim can go first.
All right. I saw The Hottie and the Naughty.
Class, we have a new student today.
You never forget your first love.
Her name is Christabel.
Just ask Nate Cooper. 20 years later.
Aren't you Christabel Abbott? I think we went to school together.
Nate Cooper.
He's getting a second chance. But the only way to get her...
Hey, Cooper.
...is to get past...
You remember June?
...her.
Yes, who could forget June? It's a very well-known law of physics. The hotness of one girl is directly proportional to the ugliness of her best friend.
I made a promise to myself that I'm not going to date anyone again until June has someone special in her life.
That could be a very long time. She's like some hideous dragon guarding the princess. I got a plan.
Like I said, long as she's female. Oh my god, it has whiskers. And no teeth.
She has teeth, they're just not the conventional shade.
Paris Hilton, Joel David Moore, Christine Lagan, The Honey and the Naughty.
If you give up on your dream, you die.
Are you quoting me, Flashdance?
Son of a bitch!
What did you see?
Well, not that.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. The way you said it, I thought you were like, I watched the same thing.
No, I've been trying to find a copy of that.
Oh, but it's on YouTube.
Oh, fuck.
It's a horribly crappy copy on YouTube.
Well, I don't think it ruins the movie based on what I've read.
Kinda, but I'll get into that later.
Okay.
So, I was looking at IMDb's like top 100 worst movies, and this is, I think, number 2.
Yeah. Yeah, the things that got, like, a wide release, that one is at least universally hated by IMDb. I don't know that it was actually as badly reviewed, like, if you check Metacritic or Rotten Tomatoes as some other ones, but...
Pardon me.
Pardon me.
Tim's very excited about this movie.
Tim's super bored by...
By Andy's analysis. No, just by the movie. Oh, man. This was the one where I was like, oh, this is so fucking hard. Like, I had to keep stopping it. I'm like, I just don't want to keep going. This movie sucks. This movie sucks. All the suckings that suck.
Can I interrupt for half a second? I'm glad I'm glad you punched me in the dick on your way to saying all of that. Please continue.
I walked it back afterwards.
All right. Doesn't mean my dick still doesn't sting. Just because you took 3 steps back and blew it a kiss.
I said, hey, I'm gonna punch you in the dick. Just kidding. That's what I did.
Yeah, I've never actually even heard of this movie.
Oh, well then let me flesh it out for you. Noted thespian Paris Hilton. And that's where we start.
I'm looking at the poster right now, and there's
a very unattractive person in the
background.
Oh, she's the naughty. Paris Hilton would be the hottie. So, first of all, it operates off the faulty premise that Paris Hilton is the most attractive woman in the world. I'm like, well, already you're starting at a deficit to reality. Especially in L.A. Like, she's not the prettiest woman in fucking Omaha, Nebraska, much less Los Angeles, California.
Dude, she's not even the prettiest Denny's waitress in Los Angeles.
By the way, burn Omaha.
Yeah.
Burn. Take it.
No, we're not gonna shout. We're not gonna shout your name before we have the ball hiked to us. Fuck that.
I don't know why Omaha, Nebraska was the first place I pulled out of my head, but that's what I could come up with. Anyway, so it's about a guy who we see flashback to when he was. I'll be last of all, actually. So he can't make his relationship work, and he flashes back to when he was a kid, I want to say in first grade, and this new girl showed up in his first grade class, and he had a super crush on her. He decides the reason his relationships don't work is because he's super obsessed with her, and he's meant to be with her, so he's going to track her down. So he goes to his loser friend, who's still living with his mom's house, but somehow has all sorts of files on Paris Hilton's character so that he can go stalk her, accidentally, quote-unquote, run into her, and then get invited, and then, you know, they have, like, lunch or whatever, and she invites him to, like, her yoga class to meet her best friend, which is her best friend from the first grade, who is this, you know, ugly chick that is, like, her BFF, and she's decided she's not going to date until her ugly BFF gets somebody. So now the premise of the movie is the guy who wants to get with Paris Hilton has got to find somebody to go to hook up with the naughty, with the ugly chick so that they can get together. So that he can get together with Paris Hilton.
No, it sounds like a good premise so far.
Isn't that the premise of Taming of the Shrew?
Oh, God. Was this supposed to be Shakespeare-inspired?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Oh, that takes it down a level, not up. At least if they made up this stupid plot from scratch, it's like, well, whatever. They were bored. Someone dared them to write the dumbest movie ever, and they did it. And plus, like, 3 minutes into it, not 3 minutes into it, but 3 minutes after meeting the naughty, you can tell they're going to end up together. The guy who's interested in Paris Hilton and her, at the time, ugly roommate, you can tell he's going to end up with her. Like they don't even have any qualms about it. Like, oh, we're going to set this up right away? Yeah. Is it obvious? It's super obvious. Super duper. Like, the character himself doesn't realize it till, like, 10 minutes till the end of the movie. Oh, and of course, she gets a makeover because she's not really an ugly person. And when she gets the makeover, she is hotter than Paris Hilton.
That's like being taller than Danny DeVito.
Oh, burn.
Anyway, so, yeah, so she gets the stupid movie makeover, and then, like, she's hot, and then he's still then they start. That's what sucks. Like, he doesn't. Like, you can tell he's interested in her before, not interested in her, but, like, you can tell they have stuff in common and, like, they're going to end up together before she gets the makeover, but he doesn't make a move until she gets the makeover. So, like, the lesson is supposed to be, like, oh, you should be what's on the inside, but no, he doesn't go by what's on the inside, he waits till the outside is hot, and then he goes for it.
But he was already falling for her, Tim.
No, he wasn't.
He was, he just didn't know
it yet. So the moral of the story is, fellas, if you have a girl that is a perfect match for you, just wait around. She might get a makeover.
Exactly.
She might not be a hideous hose beast after all.
Wow.
So, wow. All right, but tell me why it was bad, Tim. I'm not.
I mean, the premise is mediocre. Now explain how it's shitty.
And then it's just all. It's that cringeworthy type of, like, setting yourself up for situations that are going to backfire in your face, or just saying. You know, like when someone says something stupid in a social situation, like there's tons of that going on.
Oh, is this one of those ones where it relies on people, like, saying the wrong thing and someone else getting pissed off and the first person's flustered and, like, oh, but what, when, like, three words would be like, no, what I meant was, and everyone else would be like, oh, okay.
I hate that so much. Like, yeah. I'm like, why can't you just say whatever it is you need to say to fix this problem? Those three little words instead of going, it's like, oh.
Dude, quick tangent. There's a whole plot in The Mighty Ducks, which my wife just made me watch with my son, that relies on that, where fucking Emilio Estevez's character says something sarcastically to his old coach about losers. And one of the kids overhears it, and all the kids, like, leave the team, and they have to forfeit this game and all the rest of that stuff. And when they're, like, calling him on it before they walk out, like, he doesn't go back into the locker room and find that, like, the kids have left, and he's like, well, fuck, I can't, there's nothing I can do. He goes back in, the kids call him on it, and then start storming out, and he just sort of, like, sputters ineffectually, as opposed to saying, oh, shit, no, guys, he's an asshole. I was sarcastically throwing something he had said back in his face. I don't think you guys are losers. I was pointing out that he thinks that you guys are losers when he has a horrible judge of humanity. Anything like that would have worked. Anything like that would have, like, completely solved it. Instead, you go through, like, this whole scene with all this bullshit of the kids, like, hating him and then, like, the kids rebonding and whatever. Fucking lazy, lazy, lazy writing. Sorry, please continue.
All right, spoiler for Mighty Ducks.
This is a spoilerific show.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Hey, movie you didn't thought we were going to talk about, we're spoiling them. What? Like, I'm 20 minutes into it, and I keep turning it off, and my wife's like, what is this? I'm like, I'm watching this movie for our worst movie ever tournament, and it sucks. She's like, all right. I'm like, Paris Hilton's in it. She's like, ugh. I'm like, right now, that's the least offensive thing that I'm worrying about. She's like, yee. So the last thing I'll say is the very beginning, the main character guy gets run over by a car by his girlfriend while she's breaking up with him. Like, run over, full on run over by a car, like wheels over his torso.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's going to leave a mark.
And he appears to be okay, but you wouldn't be had that happened. So my theory is this entire movie is his death rattle, because that's at the very beginning of the movie. So everything else is in his head as he's slowly shuffling off this mortal coil as he delusionally...
Is that your movie apologetic, Tim?
Yeah, that apologizes for the whole thing. Like, look, none of the crappy movie happened. It's just his death rattle.
Oh, goodness.
And that's the hottie and the naughty.
Excellent.
There you go.
Andy, hit him up style.
So I decided to go on a hunt and see if I could find the worst Rob Schneider movie.
Ooh.
And I did. This movie is called Inappropriate Comedy.
When trouble rises, who do you turn to?
Go ahead. Make me gay.
Ooh. From Vince Offer, the guy that brought you the slap chop.
Was that the guy from ShamWow?
Comes an assembly of the most inappropriate comedy ever.
This is starting to resemble gay porn.
Hoorah!
You'll get action.
I like a nice hard finish when I squeeze each load down that barrel.
I like pow, pow, pow in the sky!
Doesn't really go in the sky, but shoots kind of far.
You'll get romance.
In Japanese culture, foreplay is an intricate ceremony. Japanese men are more sensitive.
You'll get offended.
Free trips to Africa. Chicken, get the chicken.
Follow it. You can do it.
Did you tell them about the basketball?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, oh, let's go.
Let's get back to the sex.
Who's my big black daddy?
Rob Schneider.
That is wrong.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, you guys got your shot. Can I shoot you?
Yeah, sure. Here.
And Adrian Brody in his finest performance since The Pianist.
Easy now. I know you're ready to blow. I'm just gonna push your stool in real slow.
Wow.
Inappropriate comedy.
You crazy, man.
Did you call me a Jew?
Yeah, Jew.
Do you know this man?
No. Jew.
And
oh, I've seen that on the Netflix queue.
On the cover, you'll see it on the poster on the Netflix queue. They have capitalized the word "app" inappropriate, inappropriate. There we go. Because the framing device is Vince Offer, yes, the slap chop guy. You're gonna love his nuts. Sitting in a sewer. Clicking on different apps on something that looks a bit like an iPad. And each of those apps is like a different sketch. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, okay, so like Kentucky Fried Movie, or, you know, at worst, like Movie 43. I laughed once, and it was at an outtake after the credits were rolling. To call this movie comedy is to completely miss the point of what comedy is supposed to be. Every single sketch that they had on there, and they didn't have all that many. they kept coming back to more sketches. It seems like every single one, they had an idea that was based entirely, like the name of this fucking movie, in appropriate comedy, on one fucking pun. That was all the idea they had. Then they wrote a bunch of words for people to say, but it was really just that the title of the sketch was the pun, and that was the only joke. And none of those puns even made me go, nothing. So let me give you some of the puns. Flirty Harry. Black ass.
Because it's supposed to be dirty.
Black ass.
What, like, what's that a pun on?
Jackass.
Oh! I was like, and, it just sounds like you combined two words together.
Yeah. And the Amazing Racist.
Oh.
Does that have anything to do with the show The Amazing Race? Nope. Just some dude named Ari Schaffer, something like that.
Oh, Ari Schaffer. Yeah, I know who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, if you... Wait, do you know who that is, or have you ever met him?
No, I've never met him.
Okay. If you ever meet him, punch him in the dick. Like, a lot.
Okay.
Because The Amazing Racist kept coming fucking back, and back, and back. And every single one of the things they did, first of all, had nothing to do with fucking The Amazing Race. At all. Was not even, like, there wasn't even, like, a gentle pastiche of The Amazing Race strung throughout it. The opening, the introduction for The Amazing Racist was the closest that they got to the dude, like, walking out and introducing The Amazing Race, except it's that Ari Schaffer guy putting on a fucking KKK hood and robe and then introducing The Amazing Racist. Everything else was made to look like it was a hidden camera show, except for the fact that everybody that was appearing was a fucking actor. So there wasn't even the, like, the cringe comedy effect of, like, oh my god, they're doing all this thing to fucking horribly unsuspecting people. Oh, and what an extreme dick and douche he's being. So he's going after Asians, and he's going after Mexicans, and he's going after black people, and he's going after Jews. So he's like a driving instructor for two Asian people. And African-Americans, he's offering free boat rides back to Africa. With watermelon and basketball and fried chicken on board. And he goes into a Jewish market dressed as a... I guess it's supposed to look like a Catholic... Not a priest, but I don't know, like maybe an initiate or a seminary student, whatever. He's got the collar, but like short sleeves. Whatever. So he goes in there trying to get Jews to sign a petition where they apologize for killing Jesus. And it's exactly as funny as I just made it sound. Blackass is a bunch of black guys supposedly acting like the Jackass guys, but really it's just a bunch of black guys acting super ghetto around a bunch of white actors while the white actors pretend to be offended. Same fucking thing. Flirty Harry. Somehow they got Adrian fucking Brody into this thing, and he's wearing pink capris and then just issuing a series of gay innuendos in a gravelly voice as if he was Dirty Harry. Including shooting one guy right in the butthole.
Well, that's what you do.
Yes.
Classic. When you're Flirty Harry.
Like you do when you're Flirty Harry. So then there's two pieces, one called Psychology World and another one called The Porno Review, both starring, using that phrase incredibly loosely, Rob Schneider. One of them co-starring Michelle Rodriguez, who I'm now realizing I may need to mine Michelle Rodriguez movies next.
Oh, she stars in a lot of crap, huh?
Oh, apparently. Well, I mean, she was in Blood Rain.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So anyways, the Porno Review is Rob Schneider and Michelle Rodriguez playing kind of scuzzy people, doing sort of a Siskel and Ebert or Ebert and Roper at the movies kind of film review. Of pornos, but the pornos weren't porny. They were just, like, things that took up 5 minutes of time. They weren't funny. They were just sort of, like, people doing things that you would watch. And it might be a little odd.
My favorite.
Like, a bunch of guys dressed as ballerinas dancing around and doing sort of a parody of Swan Lake. And then at the end, there's some guy... I think I kind of blacked out and got a nosebleed, but I think maybe he was crumping. And they toss him on a bed and then all simulate masturbation and then buckets, literally buckets of white ooze is tossed on him.
Classic.
But the simulation of masturbation is not like the camera's behind them and you see them pretending to wank. You can see their hands doing nothing in front of their tutus.
So you were offended by the lack of realism in the whack-off scene?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, at that point, like, they could have at least whipped out a dick and done something that would have made me, you know, like, chuckle uncomfortably. Instead, it's like, I'm watching a bunch of guys wank the air in front of black tutus. Guys wearing black tutus is not surprising. Guys waving their hands around doing nothing is not surprising. I'm going to have to stop discussing this movie because my son just walked in the room.
Hello. Hey, bud. Well,
I can't say, I basically can't say anything else that happened in this thing, except to say that it sucked. It sucked.
All right,
I
Noah.
I describe Psychology World, but I don't want to waste any more of your time.
Well, Andy, I'll be brief.
Oh.
Goddamn.
I'm sorry, I forgot one thing. Framing around the outside of the movie, Lindsay Lohan, dressed as Marilyn Monroe, recreating the famous scene from The 7-Year Itch where she stands over the grate and everything blows up. And then a bunch of paparazzi standing around politely taking pictures of Lindsay Lohan, because I guess paparazzi taking pictures of Lindsay Lohan is the edgy part of that script. And then at the end, them saying, Lindsay, can we shoot you? And taking a bunch of pictures and then saying, can I shoot you? And pulling out guns, aiming one high, one mysteriously low, like she's just going to shoot the ground in front of them, like the ground did something to her. Okay, bud, that's great that you had one piece of cheese. Thank you. Bye-bye. So bye-bye now.
Ow, you're squishing me.
I'm not squishing you. Oh, I am squishing you. Okay, be gone.
You didn't know?
Be gone. Oh, out of the squish zone.
Yeah, Andy, you didn't know.
Yeah, no. Why are you squishing a poor kid?
I don't know. Because I'm fat.
How can you not tell that you're squishing him?
So,
Did your son just call you fat?
No, he asked me if I called myself fat.
Oh.
Now we're getting super meta, because now you're asking if my son was asking if I called myself fat. If you were to ask me what inappropriate comedy was about, I would say Vince Offer had too much time and money, and somehow a connection to Rob Schneider and Michelle Rodriguez and, for some reason, Adrian Brody. And it's about 83 minutes, and the best thing you can say is it wasn't 84.
Ah! All right, Noah.
Well,
vote. Let Noah vote already.
I haven't seen either movie, but I'm going to have to go with... what is it called again, Andy?
Inappropriate comedy.
Inappropriate comedy.
Hey, you didn't lose so hard. Oh, that was part of Andy's strategy this week, to not overhype his movie.
Wait, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Andy's crafty.
I feel like you didn't sell me enough on how shitty your movie was, Tim.
Well, fuck your face. How about that?
All right, that's fair enough. Whereas, that does sound unremarkably funny. So there you go.
Or remarkably unfunny?
Yeah, whatever. Not funny.
I just realized this week's matchup is Paris Hilton versus Lindsay Lohan.
It is. Fire crotch. I love that was like an epithet. Like, oh, she's got a fire crotch. Okay.
All right, Andy. Don't wander down a rabbit hole of women with red bush.
Okay. Remember.
Just say.
Never.
Inappropriate comedy wins.
Inappropriate comedy wins. Fatality.
Never trust Andy to wrap it up. I might have said that already, but it's still true.
You're doing it like a girl who is not hot by Hollywood standards, which means she's incredibly hot, and they smeared shit on her.
And then stood her next to Paris Hilton as if that was bad. For her.
Truth.
This week I hate that even when I win one of these things, somebody's still going to take a big shit on me.
Oh, by the way, and stay tuned after the Tancast music for me and Noah's walking around Redwood City thing.
Bet she's going to suck. Boom!
You want to say that for a week we're off or something?
By the time we're off, what the fuck is the name of the movie? Nonstop is going to be so far off the public consciousness that it'll feel silly.
By the time we take a week off, everyone else is going to say what Tim just said. What the fuck was that?
All right.
Now I'm going to shit on you because that fucking sucked. Fuck you.
Sorry.
Now let's close it. Bap.
Black African princesses.
Classic.
I always win you guys back.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast.
Why is the sandwich spot popping off?
Because sandwiches. You want to go get something between two slices? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Pump her nickel, if you know what I mean. That's
no.
The type of bread.
No, what are you talking
about?
And
also a sex innuendo.
I don't get it.
You slide your meat between some buns. Evening. He wasn't amused. It was a homeless guy, in case you're wondering, people.
I look like, fuck you, enjoy life. Life sucks.
Well, in fairness, it probably does for him. He didn't just see Nonstop.
Life would be better if he did. No, I don't know.
Can't be worse.
Nonstop. What do we think?
Like, it was alright. It just didn't really blow my skirt up.
No Taken.
No, definitely no Taken. There was no moment where Liam Neeson goes, I'm about to be a badass. Everyone get ready to watch me be a badass.
I think they should have thrown in flights canceled, bitch.
Yes. I...
Now, what do you think about, like, lines like that? Do you think they're fun, or you think, like, they shouldn't be in the movies?
Depends on the movie.
What about that movie?
Yeah, probably not. Okay. Just because it wasn't, like, a lighthearted action movie.
That was pretty serious. It was intense. I was definitely, like, stressed out, like, oh... It's getting serious now.
I was like, oh, people are making poor choices. Why are you making these choices?
Stop making poor choices. I mean, it was fine. I think I wanted to be a little bit better.
Yeah. I wanted to be more... Taken to sort of set the standard. I want Liam Neeson to be a badass who could just take control of the situation in every movie he's in. But I realize it's unrealistic. Like, it's like wanting Harrison Ford to be Indiana Jones in every movie he's in. Oh, by the way, we're walking around downtown Redwood City at about 10:30 at night waiting for Noah's train.
Where Tim lives, so you can stalk him.
Come on by. I'll make you a sandwich. A sandwich of my turds.
With pumpernickel.
Don't tell the homeless guy that. He's like, I would like to eat some actual pumpernickel, you fucking uncaring fucks. Fuck the 1%. What about me?
Yeah. Fuck all the percents.
Obama don't care.
Where'd you get that from?
I just made it up.
Nice. I'm about to get run over. Quickly now.
I was gonna make fun of the make of the car, but I don't have my glasses on, so I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, Tim. It was intense. I gave some twists, a little twist there.
Yeah, I was reading reviews beforehand. Like when the movie like first came out like a couple weeks ago, and a lot of people said they didn't like the twist, and I was like, I think the twist is fine.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
I was expecting it to be super unbelievable.
What the fuck? It's like a beer garden in there.
What do you mean?
Do the people in there?
Oh, how about that? But you can't get in.
What? How do you get in?
Maybe around the other side.
Oh yeah.
Maybe you read what that sign says and follow its instructions?
No.
Nah. That's for suckers. By the way, if you're ever driving in downtown Redwood City, go the fuck faster. Fucking people are behind you and want to get somewhere before they die.
They want to meet a sexy black man.
In this case, yes.
So, I know you haven't seen RoboCop, but if you had to guess, which movie you think would be better, Nonstop or RoboCop?
Probably Nonstop.
Are you going to see RoboCop?
Not until it comes out. Not until Netflix streaming picks it up.
All right, same here. I'm not super excited about it. I'm trying to think, is there any other movies I'm excited about that are coming up?
Captain America 2?
Yes, that looks pretty good. Pretty good.
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, I don't know. I never saw 1.
Me either, but I'm more excited for 2. I feel like I can just jump into 2. Because the reason I wasn't excited about 1 is I didn't need to see the origin story again. I'm like, yeah, I know. He gets bitten by a spider. I've heard this part. You're like Andy telling a story.
What
get to the
what
end.
What about Superman, though?
Exactly. I felt the same way. I'm like, I've fucking seen this part.
Okay.
Like, they did it in the 78 movie. They did it for 10 years on Smallville. I got it. Have him punch something. Let's just get started.
But do you feel like maybe there's people who don't know the story?
I mean, you could argue that for some superheroes, but I think Superman and Spider-Man are not people you can argue that. I think people know. Okay. They've just been... Not only has it been seen in movies and like television shows, but I just feel like it's part of... People know. Just people know the origin stories of both those characters.
So you feel like they should just drop in at some point?
Right.
Okay.
Kind of like the Tim Burton Batman movie. Like, they talked about his origin story, but it didn't start with, like...
And I guess with the most recent... Well, no, I guess it kind of did his origin story. Never mind.
Oh, it told... Batman Begins?
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
Yeah. Oh.
As the name implies, it was an origin story. Oh, Jesus.
You're not having a heart attack on me, are you?
Yeah, I'm just having... We had some Chipotle... And now we're going to get Noah Chipotle'd. Yeah, what's up, baby? You want to see this big burrito?
No.
I got some guac. What the fuck? Where's the... Didn't you press the button?
I did. We missed it the first time.
Ah. But it wasn't even flashing. It was just like, hey, fuck you.
Oh, no. I didn't press it again after it changed.
Ah. We're crossing the street.
Yeah.
Street.
Let's go back.
In case you're wondering, there's not a lot happening in downtown Redwood City on a Friday night at 10:30.
There's a little bit, though.
Not a lot, is all I'm saying.
All right. But you're a married man. Not like you're out anyways.
So?
All right.
I still want to be in a hoppin' city.
So you could not do it?
Exactly. Like, where do you live? Redwood City. Ooh, that place is nice. Not like, I've never heard of it. Is that anywhere near San Francisco where shit actually happens? Yeah, it's kind of near San Francisco.
Like, at least someone's going out and having fun. See, look. Things popping off here. What?
I do not miss that shit. Just no offense. Just just stand around in fucking close quarters with loud music playing. Drinks are too expensive.
Hoping to get your dick wet.
Exactly. I'm not talking to anybody because I don't have the balls. Fuck it.
But alright, what do you think now though? You'd be more confident?
Maybe.
I think you would be. I think if you were single now, we'd fucking tear it up.
I don't know. I still don't have it. What? I think we're about to have our guest.
What the fuck are you guys doing with your little backpacks on?
Just walking around?
Watch out for these niggas out here are fucking nuts.
Alright, racism.
Racism? I'm black. I can say what the fuck I want. I came out of a black puss. That bitch is nuts. You didn't want to talk to her. I'd be like, hey mom, what's up? I'm talking to this guy. She'd be like, bitch. Sarah, my mom would be like, bitch, calm down. You look Mexican as fuck.
She's not black.
I am black.
No, no, your friend.
No, Sarah. It's like Norwegian or something.
Shit, crazy Norwegian shit.
Yeah, for real.
Not Sarah, for fake.
Listen, what? Bitch.
What?
Did she call us lovers or fuckers?
I think she said lovers.
All right. Take it sleazy.
He's a sloppy bottom. All right. What's your name?
Do I just put the marina signal up and you'll come running? In the marina mobile?
Tank assistant in Redwood City needs some...
Some bitches need their ass whooped.
Look at Marina.
She came out of a black puss. You can trust that shit. Bank on it. Take that to the bank and cash it. God, I hope I didn't hit the button wrong. It's not recording because that was gold. I'm going to check. Yes, recording like a motherfucker. That was the best thing ever. I almost didn't record tonight. Whew, that would have been a tragedy. I was like, wait, Marina? No. Let's stop and let them catch up.
Marina, slightly attractive.
Slightly, well, except for her potty mouth.
Oh, yes.
Which I was like,
that's why you
shut your teeth, sucker.
Terrible. We love and respect women.
Yes. Just not when we're talking about you behind your back. But when you're around, you're aces.
Oh, man.
So nonstop.
So nonstop. It's a good movie.
That girl was drinking nonstop.
If it had Marina in it, it might have ended a lot quicker.
Because she would have whooped some bitches' asses.
She's like, let me take care of this.
Whew.
Good times.
The best. This whole time walking around with my iPhone out, have you heard the story about the 6-year-old kid who was walking with his iPad, got punched in the face?
I enjoy dicks. Dicks.
And the guy just grabbed his iPad and ran?
No.
I don't know why I started going, even though it's not our turn. It got caught on the security cam. Guy just comes up, bah, punches a 6-year-old in the face, grabs his iPad and starts running. But then, I think he drops it almost instantly and breaks it.
Fuck.
Anyway, some other guy chased him down and they arrested him. And they took it to the Apple store and they gave the kid a new iPad.
That is great. Who did Apple do?
Yeah.
Wow. Take that, Android.
Your move, Surface.
I'm sure any of the companies would have done the same. But yeah, why do you gotta punch us? Just take it. You don't gotta punch him.
If you're gonna be a dick, don't be a robo dick. Even Hitler's like, man, you cold.
Oh man, that's terrible. I know someone, they're on their phone just walking around, they're standing. Someone just grabbed it and ran.
Wow.
I'm like, fuck.
My friend at work has one of those. It looks like brass knuckles, but they're attached to the phone. So basically, your fingers are interlaced through them.
That's actually not. I never thought of of that as a security feature. I just thought people crazy cases.
I was like, it's almost worth it, except now it's taking up more pocket real estate. And my jeans rip constantly in the pockets.
Jeans rip in the crotch.
Because he has a big penis, ladies. The biggest. This is going to be our best episode ever.
What, because Marina?
No, because Andy's not in it. Boom!
We should have Marina show up.
Wow, that was loud.
We should just come record every... what was it, Friday night? Yep. See if Marina comes back.
Searching for Marina. A new series from Tancast.
Are these ladies drunk? Probably
not. Yeah, they look scared of us.
Dude, I don't know how I feel. Sometimes I'll be walking, and So, for example, one time I was walking on a street like this, right? And we were street. They cross the street. But then, after they cross the street, they cross again and they go left. It's like, what the fuck are you crossing the street for? You really think I'm that dude?
Because you're a big, scary black man. Oh,
look. Let's go right. So, there's some shitty karaoke going on.
Oh, I'm down. Apparently, we're right by a sheriff's department because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 vans.
Might be the jail.
They put the jail right by downtown? That's just cruel. You hear all that? That's people having a good time. Fuck you. Next time, don't steal shit. But I'm black and I was innocent. Oh, that sucks for you then. That was double suck. You got convicted just because of racism? And now you have to hear all this shit. What?
Yeah, that was the guy's words.
Yeah, it was Man of Steel. I'm not talking to you. If you want to wear a real Superman ass, we'll talk. Your Elseworlds bullshit, I'm not here for.
Tim's a Superman elitist.
I'm a super snob. Let's hop into the bail bonds office, see if they got anything for us. Listen, I'm pretty sure Marissa's going to need something. Put a down payment on it.
What can I get for $20? That place is open late.
Bail bonds?
Yes.
Of course it is. People are up to no good.
This is the hopping spot, the sandwich spot.
People need to know where to get a sandwich. A sex and sandwich.
And an ass open. Marina's handing out.
She's got flyers. Any bitches need their ass whooped, you let me know. How the fuck am I gonna let you know? You're walking away.
I don't think she was, maybe she might be a little drunk. I don't know.
Then you say, I'm gonna off to go whip some random bitches' asses or something like that. That probably sounded horrible to those people who just rounded the corner having no context for what I was just saying.
Going back to nonstop. there's a couple times where he says stuff, I totally thought he was being recorded, and they were going to take it out of context.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's like, if you don't land this plane, people are going to die. Like, I'm like, oh, don't say that, dude.
Exactly. I was like, at any point, why doesn't he just call and say, like, I give up, tell me what to do? Like, just like, look, I give up. I'm not able to. Like, I'm clearly not hijacking this plane. You tell me what to do and I will do it. Like, they always, like, in all these movies, they're like, no, sit this investigation out. I'm like, no, I can't. I gotta make things worse and then finally better, but first worse.
Well, because then you wouldn't have a movie if they did that.
I know, but just one time, be like, all right, sit this one out. All right, fuck it. Especially, I mean, it wasn't so much this movie, but it's like, you know, all right, the feds are coming in to take over. Ah, the feds are gonna fucking take over. This is bullshit. This is our investigation. We're gonna do it off the book. I just wanted to be like, all right, let the feds handle it. Then we follow the feds to the end of the movie, and it fucking works out.
Because we like off the book things.
What happened? Ah, the feds took it over. And? Yeah, they solved it. And
it worked out pretty well.
Yeah. I mean,
saved some lives.
We went to Panda. We had some orange chicken. It was good.
Orange chicken's delicious.
You can't go wrong with orange chicken.
Oh, I was saying, like, I always want them to get, like, we watched some trailers, like, they were the best. I'm like, I always just see, like, just, you know, pretty good. Like, you know.
Yeah, not only the best, it's always the best of the best. You gotta double down. Look, you were the top third of the best.
The best, you know, they're pretty busy. That's why they're, you know, they're the best. You know, people, they're in demand.
They their schedule's a bear. You can't nail them down unless you book them in advance. You, however, dance card is empty. Come on board.
Like, I wonder, like, would that really matter? Like, does anyone really care that the best of the best? Like,
well, yeah, like, Armageddon is the big one I always think of. He's the best oil driller. As Ben Affleck said in the commentary, as though someone's going around ranking oil drillers. Number one, number two, number seven. But regardless, you're drilling a hole in the ground. How the fuck? Okay, if there's any oil drillers listening getting offended, like, you don't know how hard it is. You're right, I don't know how hard it is. But I imagine you take a drill, point it at the ground, and press on. Like, I don't.
But what if things go wrong?
Then you turn it off, you wiggle it a bit, and you press on again. Which appeared to be what they did when shit got wrong. What happened to you? I don't know. I'm gonna squint at it for a while with a bald head.
See right here.
All right. I hear music.
There's music coming everywhere.
It sounds like there might be fun happening somewhere, but don't be fooled.
We passed by. There was karaoke. There was a sandwich bar.
Are you sure it was karaoke or just a shitty band?
I am not sure, actually. I assumed it was karaoke because of shitty singing.
You know what happens when you assume? You end up in Redwood City.
What? How was your week, Tim?
Good. Are we putting in the jingle right here? We're going to talk about this tomorrow morning at 7. This way, in case the episode goes short, we got plenty.
You know what I'm thinking? If we ever skip episodes, we can always... Do you ever repost episodes?
No.
Because I noticed, like, some podcasts do that.
Hello.
Like, they'll be like, oh, we'll replay this popular episode.
I fucking hate that shit. I guess now that we actually have some that don't appear in the podcast feed, it might not be a bit like to put, like, the Anal and Justice League one back up again, but I hate that shit. That
really?
Yeah, when I... Even when they do best ofs, which I've been guilty of doing, but, like, when Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, to, all right, we're going to play our best interviews from Click, delete.
I mean, I don't hate it, right?
I hate it.
Because I could just skip it.
That's why I hate it. I was like, okay, my next hour of content is taken care of. Hey, everybody, here's something you've already heard. I kill your face.
Well, also, like, I mean, we have so many episodes, right? Like, so people, you know, there may be people coming on board that haven't heard. Although there's quite a few people that say I'm listening from the beginning, which fucking amazes me.
Based on the numbers, we don't have many people coming on board, so I don't want to irritate the few people who've been there since the beginning. You know the shit you already heard and barely tolerate? Here it is again. God damn it, Tim Babb.
Maybe those are the good episodes.
We don't have any good episodes. We've got failure. I don't know. People listening, pipe in. Should we do that when we're dark a week? Should we put in an old episode? I can't hear you.
Call in.
Call Marissa.
Was it Marissa or Marina?
I don't even remember.
I think it was Marina.
Well, rewind this. Listen to what we said, and then call that.
We got it right the first time.
And if you're, but unless you're a bitch, don't call her because you might get your ass beat.
I think as I get older, I'm becoming more intolerant of, like, just people. Like, I was telling you, like, on the train, there's some guy, fucking, four seats, spread out, like, backpack on one seat, helmet on another, this little triangular box on the fourth seat. And I go up to him, like, is this all your, I was like, is this all your stuff?
That's way funnier with your tone of voice.
I don't think he even picked up on it. He was like, oh, yeah, you can sit here. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't say this part, but I was just like, I'm like, oh, really? I can sit on the public train.
Thanks a lot. Are you Joe Train? Is this yours?
But what pissed me off the most, he had, like, a little fucking neck pillow. Just, like, all relaxed. Like, oh, fuck, I'm just putting my shit with my neck pillow on.
Curse you and your neck pillow.
I don't know why. Maybe I'm seeing extra douchey, like, not only am I checking up all this shit, but oh, I'm so relaxed about it. Neck pillow time.
Do you get on this side? Or
yeah,
the...
this side.
Oh, okay.
So I'm good.
All right. I was like, aren't you nervous that at any moment the train could come and then block us from getting to the other side? But we're on the right side. Yeah. The correct side.
So I was at the cafe that I go for lunch every day at work, and they had some little barley, whole grain salad things you're supposed to sample. And people are eating their things, like, right in front of the table. So, like, you couldn't really get to the table. You know, I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, get the fuck out of the way so people can get to the shit.
So I was telling Noah, we had, like, this meeting thing at work where they were telling us about... They're just telling us... Another division of the company was telling us about what they do. And they broke it up into four groups, and, like... And so they broke up the rest of the people who were coming to the meeting. They got broken up into four groups, and you were supposed to rotate. Like, you spent, like, a couple minutes in one, and you moved to the next one, and, like, all the groups moved. So everybody was, like, a big game of... what do you call that with the shuffle thing? The... Shell game, basically. So... But in my group was the person who wanted to ask a million questions. I'm like, this doesn't apply to you. Just stop asking questions. What are you going to take over the company tomorrow? Relax.
When I was with Stephanie, she, like, I would ask a lot of questions about shit, and she did not like it. She's like, why do you ask all these questions? I'm like, I didn't know some shit, man. Like, no one else cares. I'm like, maybe they do. People are just afraid to ask questions.
I'm like, fucking, you have all these people's emails. Ask these later. Write them down.
When I'm at work, like, I hate it when people, like, drag on the meeting. Like, there have been multiple times where, like, you know, manager's like, all right, is that all? And someone has to chime in, oh! I was like, what? Why are you waiting until now? All right.
Maybe he didn't realize it was an incline.
I saw this funny video of this guy pretending to be on a cell phone.
I enjoy dicks.
And, well, no, so people on cell phones, he would go up next to him.
And he would answer there.
Yes. And, like, are you listening? No, I'm on the phone. Oh, it's hilarious.
That's a good one.
I don't know why, but it really irritates me, too, when people are, like, loud. Like, I don't care if you're on the phone, but when, like, just talking. Yeah, I'll get right to that. It's like, really, do you? No. Tone it down.
Yeah, he's like, the fucking, are you trying to be heard over a buzzsaw on the other end of the phone? I think, like, that's a Dennis Miller joke.
Really? He was on the little thing.
He is old.
Hey, do any of you people know who Dennis Miller is? I'm sure someone does, but
I'm sure a lot of our listeners know who Dennis Miller is.
Do 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 doot do 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 doot. Is the song they were singing? The shitty band. I'm gonna make a dollar.
You're fucking with me, right?
I saw.
I bet those guys have neck pillows, is all I'm saying. Fluffy, fluffy neck pillows.
No, I haven't heard from him in a while. CJ. You remember CJ, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I think he's liked a comment of mine recently, but... And Joe in the UK, we mentioned she got married. She didn't comment. She's not listening anymore.
Why are you people moving on with your lives?
You guys are like Noah. Fucking Noah. You taught them that they could just discard this podcast like so many other things you've discarded. Like Michael J. Fox's hopes and dreams.
He'll be fine.
He's dead inside.
he's gonna be.
He has to sell his kidneys.
It's gonna be all right. He's got some money.
What about the other people on that show? The ones whose names you don't know? They definitely need some help.
That could be all right.
They're all doomed.
I was just trying to think. Was his wife the same one on Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I knew that. They're like, she'll probably be okay because she has still that Breaking Bad cachet. But, like, the daughter, she's done. The little son, he's definitely done.
That'll be all right.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
And Mr. Beard came by. And he greeted us with chipperness.
Would you rather him greet us with anger?
Yeah, no. I'd rather him just keep to his fucking self. Mind your business. Yeah. We're clearly recording the 3,004,000,000th most successful podcast on iTunes.
That's what you should have said. Just mind your business.
Do I need to get Merliska over it, whatever her name is? It's getting worse every time I try to remember.
Like, what the fuck are you even saying anymore, Merliska?
Dotrushka. She's one of those doll nesting dolls that has another smaller one inside.
Are you going to throw a Mazel Tov cocktail?
Yes, I am. Look, I am. The guy was just drinking and biking, man. That's not cool. Juicing 40s on his bike.
Oh, man.
We can wrap this up.
All right, wrap it up.
And
remember, never trust the bearded guy that says good evening.
You're doing it like a drunk lady who came out of a black puss. These are the times you treasure.